Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominic. Returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Is this with Infinity?
I'm sorry?
Is this with the Infinity?
Oh, I wouldn't know exactly what you're calling in regards to.
Well, what I call in regards to was that I had ordered a tactical gear backpack, and all I had to do was pay the postage and handling, and you guys charged me $67.32 on another order.
Okay, give me one second.
And I would like that removed.
Can I have your zip code, please?
95610.
Okay, your first and last name?
Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
Okay, and do you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Okay, the shipping address is 7234 Camel Rockway towards Citrus Heights, California, 95610.
Okay.
Now, the amount for the backpack was, let's see. Okay, because you guys took two different times out. $574 was the amount for the backpack, postage and handling. And then that was on the 11-2 at 8:25 p.m. And then on November 6th, at 6:13 a.m., you guys took $67.32 out, too.
Okay, give me one second.
I mean, it was $67.32.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do see. Okay, so what happened with that is, the customer orders a free gift paying only shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly gadget club where they receive a $125 voucher and email to make purchases through the online factory direct store. So when you went in to place this order right before checking out, it did state in the terms and conditions that you had a certain amount of days to call, ma'am. You had a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before it enrolled you into a membership. So that's why you were charged a $67.32.
See, there was nothing on there that said anything. It just said the postage and handling, and that was it, and it didn't go into anything else.
Okay, well, I can get you canceled out.
Yes, I would like it, and I'd like my money back if I can, because, I mean, I'm on a very fixed income, and that took my car insurance payment.
Okay, give me one second, okay? Okay, and ma'am, by this being a valid charge, I can go ahead and refund 35% of that charge. I also did get you canceled out, so that way they do not try to bill you anymore going forward, okay?
So you can give me how much back?
35% of that $67.32.
And so how much would that be?
$23.57.
$23.57?
Yes,
after
ma'am.
After taking 67, that's bullshit.
Well, ma'am, because this is a valid charge.
No, it isn't, because it was not on there that said anything like that.
Yes, ma'am, it is stated in the terms and conditions right before checking out.
I'm sorry, but it did not.
Okay, let me go to the website and look.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, it does state that in the terms and conditions.
Well, I'm going to dispute this with my bank because that's not right. You guys stealing from senior citizens, and that's not right.
Ma'am, that's not stealing when you agree to the terms and conditions, but let me talk to my supervisor to see what I can do on my end, okay?
I'd appreciate something because that's just not right. You know, like I said, I'm on a very fixed income, and that was my car insurance money, and I don't have car insurance because I couldn't pay it.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so I was advised by my supervisor that I can offer a 50% refund.
So you can give me how much back? I mean,
the 50%, that would be $33.68.
I guess that's what I'm going to have to do.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay? Okay, so ma'am, I did go ahead and get that refunded back to you, and it will be back in your banking account 3 to 5 business days. However, depending on your bank, it could be back in there sooner, and I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
1 moment.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie. 262-448-713.
Okay.
And also, I do see where that bag will be delivered to you by November 8th. It is out for shipping.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Bye.